Log Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
And we cast away the work of the enemy on tonight.
the work that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And we will continue to magnify you, and we will continue to praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Glory to God tonight.
Amen.
And amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody that's called in tonight. Hallelujah. Everybody that's tuned in tonight. Amen to the revival. Hallelujah. That just won't stop. We do want to remind you, if you got any background noise, any TV, any side conversations going on, hallelujah, please mute your phone. Hallelujah. So you don't disturb the other members on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for everybody on the line tonight. Amen. This is the Committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. I am your host, Elder Andre Sivos. This is the revival that just won't stop. We started on May 11th. Hallelujah. Amen. And we keep going and going and going and going. We're going to keep going until the wheels fall off. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We just got a fresh set of tires. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On today, I thank God for all of y'all. Amen. We're getting ready to go to our throne of grace with our testimonies. Hallelujah. And our prayer request on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to go to the old standby tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to Psalm 100. Praise God. Amen. By now, we should know it by heart, but I'm going to read it out of a different version, the New Living Translation. Hallelujah, because I just like the way they worded it on this one. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And it reads, shout with joy to the Lord, O earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him singing with joy. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His unfailing love continues forever. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Hallelujah. Just real quick, I want to look at verse number 3. It says, acknowledge that the Lord is God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Acknowledge that the Lord is God. This is important. I like the way he worded it in the other one. That he said, know ye that the Lord is God. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. This was a saying, acknowledge. See, it's one thing to know who God is. It's another thing to acknowledge who God is. You know, I found out atheists, it's not that atheists don't believe in God. Hallelujah, amen. I learned that a lot of atheists, amen, it's not that they don't believe he exists, praise God, but they don't have any faith in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's not that they don't believe he exists, but they refuse to acknowledge him as being God. A lot of atheists are mad at God. Hallelujah for their situations, how they were raised. Some atheists, amen, are mad at God. Hallelujah, amen, for disease or infirmity they have. A lot of people are mad at God. Glory to God. And because they're mad at him, they won't acknowledge him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you're out there sleeping, wake up. Praise God. Hallelujah. They won't acknowledge him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They won't acknowledge that God, Lord, is God. What's this? Why would I have to acknowledge him? What does he mean by acknowledging? He goes on to say that he made us and we are his. He made us. Praise God. I don't care how many degrees you got. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't care how cute you are. I don't care how much money you got. Everything you got, God gave it to you. Oh, no, Elder, I work for this. You think you work for me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there's people that work just as hard as you and ain't got as much as you got. There's people that make less money than you that ain't got as much as you got. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's people, amen, in a higher tax bracket than you. Glory to God. They can't afford the things that you afford. How can that be? Praise God. Because of the grace of God. See, grace, hallelujah, it is the flat. See, grace picks up the slack. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And those of you that's been giving in your finances, praise God, you've been tithing, you've been giving your offering. Hallelujah. Amen. Your money's been long. How has my money been long and I've been giving out more than I've been taking in? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says, because I made you. Hallelujah. Amen. I made the money. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I can do whatever. I can double it. I can triple it. I said I would give you back 20, 60, 80 to 100 fold. Praise God. That's what my word say, and I'm going to do with my word. Everything you got because of God. Hallelujah. And the Lord, the Bible is telling us in the scripture, you need to acknowledge that. Hallelujah. You need to acknowledge that you did not do it on your own. You got to acknowledge that you had help. You got to acknowledge that the Lord was leading you. You got to acknowledge that the Lord was guiding you. Hallelujah. Praise God. We boast about what we've done. Hallelujah. What we've accomplished. Hallelujah. God has accomplished these things through you. God is the one that gets the glory. If you get the glory and don't give it to God, you know better than Lucy. Glory to God. I'm going to say that again. If you get all the glory and you don't give it to God, that you know better than Lucifer. Lucifer is now the devil. That's why he got kicked out of heaven trying to take the glory of God. Hallelujah. So the writer is telling us to acknowledge that he is God because we are his. We are his people. We belong to him, in other words. We belong to him. He don't belong to us. Glory to God. Man was made for God, not God for man. In other words, hallelujah, we supposed to do what God tell us to do. God ain't supposed to do what we tell him to do. We got it twisted. Hallelujah. And we need to, this verse number 3 is saying you need to put God back in his proper place. Hallelujah. He is the head and not the tail. He is the leader and not the follower. He is the pastor and not the congregation. He is the God and not the creation. Hallelujah. Praise God. You need to acknowledge him, acknowledge what he's done, acknowledge what he's doing, acknowledge what he's going to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. The sheep of his pasture. And we're getting ready to open the line after this. We are the sheep of his pasture. The pasture is where the sheep lay. Hallelujah. So where you lay your head, I know you think you paid for that California King. Hallelujah, amen, with the pillow top mattress, amen. But God said, it's mine. Where you lay your head is my past. Hallelujah, and everything you got in it belongs to me. Praise God. We need to acknowledge that everything we have belongs to God, and we only got it because of his grace. Hallelujah. His grace and his mercy. I say his mercy because we really don't deserve what God has done for us. If we would have been truthful about it, if we would have stopped lying, hallelujah, to ourselves, we really don't deserve, hallelujah, what God has done. Hallelujah. But because of his grace and his mercy, hallelujah, once we begin to acknowledge it because of his grace, because of his mercy, because he is so good. That is why we got what we got. That's why we have made it thus far. That's why we beat the illness. Glory to God. That's why we beat poverty. Hallelujah. That's why we beat depression. Hallelujah. That's why we beat addiction. Hallelujah. That's why I made it thus far, because I had God. Hallelujah. On my side. The phone lines are open. Hallelujah. If you got a testimony on the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah, on today, now would be the time. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. I give God all the praise, honor, and glory he deserves, because he deserves the glory.
Yes,
I just
he
love
does.
The Lord, and I thank him, and I praise him. And I lift him up. God has been good to me. Hallelujah. He woke me up this morning, started me off with a prayer and on a prayer day. And I've been thinking about God all through the day. I've been talking to people about the Lord. And I'm just thankful, you know, that I'm here and able to pray and ask God to help me to do better this day. Help me to shed off some of those old habits and old thoughts, and to forgive me for things I've done, known and unknown sins. You know, God is just that kind of God that he give us a chance to do these things.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I thank and I praise him for the blessings, the many blessings he has bestowed into my life. Hallelujah.
Come on now.
I'm praying and thanking God, hallelujah, for fixing things and getting me ready and getting my mind prepared for to travel home. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to getting myself ready to go back to California. And praying, hallelujah, that things has been done around here is done right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So I just thank you, praise God, for each and every one of you all and us, for us just being in this vein and being on this journey with God, you know, and being open to God for change, for him to keep us, and praying for one another and praying for family members and friends and our children's number one. Hallelujah. And I thank you, praise God, hallelujah, for opening our eyes to see things that we didn't see before and opening up our eyes and our hearts and our minds to his word. I open up prayer line at 4:30 in the morning, and we have prayer, and we've been reading the Bible for over a year. And in the Bible, hallelujah, we're in Revelations with the man of God, Pastor Ball. It comes on Friday and teaching about those horses. Hallelujah, hallelujah, those red, white, and black horse. And I mean, I'm just so thankful to God opening up my understanding in this. I never really knew things that I'm finding out now. Hallelujah. In this end time. I thank and praise God for Minister Crystal Fortier. Hallelujah. That comes in and teaches that Bible as we've been reading the whole entire Bible for a year. You know, God, he sees us, and he appreciates us for doing stuff like that, wanting to learn and know more about him. I thank God for a relationship with him. I know who he is. I know he's real. I know he's always there. He's always led and guided me. I can't say that I always did follow, you know, but he's always led and chose me and guided me in the right direction. Hallelujah. I thank him for showing me how a stiff-necked, hard-headed children of Israel were, and telling me not to go that route, you know? So it's just a lot that God is doing for us if we open our eyes and see and be obedient to his word. I thank you, praise God, for each and every one of you on this line. I thank you for, it's just like being, just like the old school, going back to the old landmark when we go to church Monday through Monday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You know, I enjoyed it. Even though I didn't want to go, but God, he knew exactly what he was doing. So I just thank and praise God for each and every one of you. I pray for you all. Pray for Sister Virgie. Pray for my family, my son and daughter, Cynthia and Jamar, and grandchildren, Devontae and Ja'Cory. Hallelujah. And I pray for you all. Pray for Chris. Pray for my household, Jamar's dad, and many others that's going through sicknesses. Let's pray for each and every one, each other, that we will continue to walk upright with Christ Jesus. Pray my strength in the Lord as I pray for you all. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you for that testimony all tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah. God is doing some great things. Hallelujah.
I want to thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, throwing me up on a new day. I want to thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends. I want to thank the Lord for all his blessings, all he has showed upon me, what he's doing now and what he's going to do. I just want to ask the Lord to please protect all those in the hospital, the nursing home, the jails, the prisons. Please take care of all the homeless. Father God, I just will not have nobody else that talks with you, because you know you are a provider. and you love us, and we're trying to serve you the best way we can. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to thank the Lord for being here. I want to thank the Lord for his shepherd. I want to thank God for you, Brother Andre, Brother Ella Corey.
What's going on?
I sung this song last night. I'm going to try to sing it again today.
Yeah.
I'm going to do all I can for the Lord. I'm going to do all I can for the Lord. I'm going to do all I can till I can't do no more. And my soul will be resting on the other shore, the other shore. I'm going to try all I can for the Lord. I'm going to try all I can for the Lord. I'm going to try all I can till I can't stop no more. And my soul will be resting on the other shore, the other shore. God bless y'all. I love y'all. If there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for Brother Bobby over tonight. Hallelujah. On fire for the Lord. We thank God for him on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies? Any more testimonies of the goodness of the Lord?
I want y'all to pray for our school. I said, I want y'all to pray for our school. It got shut down today, so.
And when y'all leave,
thank God it ain't worse.
Amen. What got shut down today?
That's our school got shut down today.
Yeah. School tomorrow.
The school got shut down today?
Yeah.
Why, because of the COVID?
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to keep the schools in prayer, praise God. Amen. You know, we got a war going on down here between our governor. I'm down here in Texas. Amen.
Wow.
Excuse me. I'm down here in Texas. We got a war going on between our governor and the school districts with a mask mandate. So, amen. This is, we can't put no faith in our government, y'all. Praise God. Our faith got to be in God because our government ain't by nothing. Praise God. Hallelujah. You see what they allowing to go on in Afghanistan. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. So, hallelujah. We was all hard on Trump. Hallelujah. But Biden, he looked like the devil to me. He just looked evil. Praise God. But I'm not going to get into that. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the testimonies and prayer requests that have gone up before the throne of grace on today. Hallelujah. We want to keep, amen, all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord in prayer. Praise God. All across the world. As you can see in Haiti, they have had earthquakes and hurricanes. Praise God. They got hurricanes hitting Mexico right now. Praise God. Another hurricane going to hit the East Coast in a few days. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Afghanistan's going crazy over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is all in the Bible. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are in those end times. Hallelujah. Amen. So, let's keep all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord lifted up on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And let me read off our prayer list on tonight. Amen. Our prayer list includes Carl Delaney, Elena Brooks, Evangelist Virgie, Mother Alberta, Michael and Jessica, Evangelist Jackie, Brother Bobby, Sister Linda and Giovanni, Sister Yolanda, Mother Kathleen, Brother Pride, Evangelist Keisha, Evangelist Crystal, Mr. Tucker, Devontae Smith, Evangelist Michelle, Calvin Brother, Beverly Tate, Sister Martha, Darian, Regina Galloway, and Maurice Galloway. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to keep everybody lifted up in prayer, as well as the apostle and his family. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And my wife and, amen, my children back home. Bless the name of the Lord. Let's go to the throne of grace. Then I'm going to introduce the man of God on tonight. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you once again for allowing us to come together in your name. You have heard our prayer requests that have gone up before your throne. Lord, we're asking that you touch our children on tonight. Help them to cope with the situation that's going on in their lives, Lord. Hallelujah. Help their perception of this COVID situation, Lord. Help them to know that you are by their side. Hallelujah. Enlighten the children. You said in your word that you have to suffer the little ones to come unto you. Hallelujah. When we give our children over to you on tonight, we give this generation over to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Help them, touch them. Hallelujah. In a mighty way. Hallelujah. On tonight, touch all of our brothers and sisters all across the world. Hallelujah. Going through all kinds of trauma, Lord. Hallelujah. The earthquakes and the natural disasters and the wars, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Hallelujah. Help them. Help them. Send your Holy Ghost to comfort them in their situation. Hallelujah. And Lord, we thank you. We praise you. Touch each and every person under the sound of my voice on tonight. You know each and every one of our individual needs. Hallelujah. Touch those listening out on Blog Talk Radio on tonight. Those listening out on Facebook. Hallelujah. Touch in a mighty way. Hallelujah. Only you can do what you do, Lord. And let's be God all by yourself. Lord, touch the man of God on tonight. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, bless him, Lord, hallelujah, to let that anointing flow freely as it always does. Strengthen him as he goes through in his situation for today. Hallelujah. Strengthen him, his family, and his children as well. Hallelujah. And we thank you in advance for everything you're doing in the ministry, in his life, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, and we praise and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. And amen. Hallelujah. On today, hallelujah, he's truly worthy to be praised. He's worthy, hallelujah, to be magnified and worthy to be lifted up. My God, hallelujah. Amen. We want to thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Amen. Before I introduce the speaker, I want to remind everybody that we are, amen, working on getting our T-shirts printed up. Praise God. Our committed Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship T-shirts with the logo. Hallelujah. Amen. They are going to be some very nice quality shirts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be kind of, the logo going to be kind of shiny. It ain't just going to be no cheap shirt. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we're trying to get those out to every member of the fellowship. Praise God. So if you can, if you have a pen, paper, my number is 817-217-3222. Praise God. Hallelujah. Text me your number. Amen. So we can get your information, so we can get that shirt out to you. Amen. When we get them made and processed. Praise God. After that, everybody outside of the fellowship that desires one of these shirts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to say it like it is. They're going to have to pay a price. Praise God. Because we're paying the price to get these things made, praise God. Even though I got the hookup, hallelujah, amen, it's still a hefty price, praise God, hallelujah, amen. But for the kind of search we're getting, it's worth it. Bless the name of the Lord. But everybody outside the fellowship, hallelujah, amen, we're going to have to, amen, charge them if they want one of the church, praise God, hallelujah. And that's the goal, to start this kinetic clothing line, praise God, hallelujah, and get it going. And we're going to advertise our brand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I know a lot. Trust me when I know about what I'm talking about right here. Product placement. Amen. And advertising is the key. Amen. To a successful launch in any kind of business. praise God. So we're going to advertise our own brand, praise God, hallelujah. We got hats coming, hoodies, amen, praise God. We're going to do it big, praise, bless the name of the Lord, hallelujah, amen. So if you can, 817-217-3222, text me your name, your number. Amen. We gonna get so we can get some size. Amen. So we can get that shirt out to you. I ain't got no text in a couple of days. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just saints. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's move forward. It is time for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I don't. Maybe they didn't hear me. I said it's time. Hallelujah for the Word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Maybe if I said Beyonce was coming to the stage or something, praise God, maybe we can get some hand claps. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But I said it's time for the Word. Hallelujah. The Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone. You was happy when the microwave went off. You was happy when your plate hit the table. You was happy, hallelujah, when they gave you that bag at the drive-thru. You need to be happy, hallelujah, that you are about to receive the Word of God on tonight. We are about to break the bread of life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And coming forth for pregnant praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Is our head chef. Hallelujah. And I know he done cooked up a meal on the night. Praise God. I'm talking about, hallelujah, the pastor of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship, which is based out of Long Beach, California, the West Coast. Is most definitely in the house. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than my brother from another mother. Hallelujah. Your friend and mine, the Holy Apostle, Eldon A. Curry. Praise God. He is about to come forth and bring forth a word from the Lord immediately following this next election. Hallelujah. You will be in his hands. Amen. How many of you know that I'm God.
Life, but God is bigger. your God is greater. I weighed them on the scale like rocks and gators, found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to in the day of trouble, and when we blow it like hot food. It's all official, nobody's greater but Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song, it echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, yeah. The Son Christ, the King of Kings, and he's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven he came down to free all that were bound. Oh God, the 24 fell down, casting down their crowns.
Give God a shout tonight. Come on and give
Hallelujah.
God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on and bless
Jesus.
The Lord tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
if you
Lord.
Serve an awesome
Thank
God tonight, come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. If your God is awesome, come on, give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. If your God is magnificent, come on, give him praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody clap your hands and give God glory. Somebody clap your hands and give God praise. Somebody lift
Thank
up the name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is a great God. Hallelujah. He's worthy. I need somebody to go in with me quick tonight. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know the devil is on a rampage? How many know that the devil is trying to take us out? But how many know God got a plan to keep us in? Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The enemy got a plan, but God got a master plan. Come on here, somebody. I'm putting the devil in hell on notice. Glory to God. Your time is about to come to an end. Every prideful spirit, every arrogant spirit, every spirit that is trying to operate and stop the power of God. Let me tell you, your time is up. I'm coming in to let you know God's about to turn it around for us. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody mad but the devil. I said, ain't nobody mad but the devil. I'm on one tonight. Ain't nobody mad but the devil.
turned around.
Where would it go? I only got 8 seconds to tell you what I need to tell you, but let me tell you what God will do in these 8 seconds. All my head is about to beat that down. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, and you knew I was coming. Hallelujah. You took my cord, so I ain't got much phone power, but let me let you know God got all power. And God is going to move out of that cord, turn out my thunder, because he said that no weapon formed against us will prosper. You know what the word said, devil. You better back up every imp, every vessel that's being used. Let me tell you something. God's about to defuse you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm helping him. And whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. We bind your power. We bind your wickedness. We bind your evil doing. In the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Turn it around, God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Turn it around. Hallelujah.
God is a good God. God is an awesome God. Hallelujah. How many know that you can't play with this thing? Amen. That the enemy really is trying to take off the children of God. But how many know God said, my blood is covering you? Come on here, somebody. My word is covering you. Come on here, somebody. And most of all, I'm covering you. Come on here, somebody. Give God praise for being the I am God. Hallelujah. If
glory
you know he's the I am God.
God,
come on, give him some praise right quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm going to be moving mighty swiftly today, beloved. I'm not going to be before you long. I promise you that. Amen. But let me tell you something. While I can be before you, let's go to Jude right quickly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The book of Jude. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hey, shout out to the Holy Ghost,
y'all. Pray in the Holy Ghost. God is up to something. Come on,
God is awesome. We serve
an awesome God, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That book right before you hit Revelation. Come on here, somebody. It's that last little short book. Amen. Hallelujah. Right after 3 John. Yeah. You run into Jude. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to be short just like Jude tonight. Glory to God. He was short and straight to the point. And that's what I'm going to be too. Hallelujah. Short and straight to the point. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah tonight. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Somebody give God a praise.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Man, glory to God.
They always say it don't take God long to do nothing. So I'm like, Lord, I thank you that I'm riding with you, glory to God, because it don't take you long to do nothing. Come on here, somebody. Jude.
Come on now, preacher.
It ain't but one chapter, so it ain't even hard to find. Jude chapter 1, verse 17. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is everybody ready? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Is everybody there?
Hallelujah. Go ahead, pal.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And the word of the Lord reads, Father, we thank you for this word, God. Father, thank you right now, Lord. You say that the entrance of your word gives light. Lord, let your word manifest itself like never before. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you said that the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing. Lord, you see the opposition. You see the enemy. You see the devil. But I thank you, Lord, right now that you have already sent an ambush against the enemy. Lord, I pray that you loose that ambush right now, Lord God, that he didn't see coming. Hallelujah. You said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. God, we thank you tonight, Lord, that we are your anointed, God. And we thank you right now for your word. We thank you tonight, God. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Loose the hosts of heaven tonight, God. Hallelujah. Have your Holy Ghost reign tonight, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, amen. Flip the script on the enemy, Lord. Hallelujah. Like he tried to flip it, go ahead and flip it, Lord. But we know once you flip it, that it will stay flipped forever. We give you praise and glory and honor and adoration for all things, God. We bless your holy name tonight, God. Thank you, Lord, for showing up and showing out. We give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get to this thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 17 of Jude. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, but dear friends, remember what the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you in the last time. Somebody say in the last time.
In the
last time, there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. Come on here, somebody. Amen. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instinct and do not have the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you have the spirit, you don't do crazy, stupid things. Hallelujah. And then when the spirit has you, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's not enough for us to have the spirit. We got to allow the spirit to have us, because in this last and evil days, the enemy is walking around, amen, as a roaring lion. Come on, somebody. They say he was, boy. He said as, so he's camouflaged. Come on here, somebody. He's a lion with no teeth. And a lot of people is being controlled by a lion that ain't got no teeth. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because Jesus kicked the teeth out of him when he went into hell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He beat the hell out the devil. Come on here, somebody. Amen. Nobody want to say that, but he beat the hell out the devil. And he said, all power, come on here, somebody, belongs to me. Come on here, somebody. So whatever power the devil got, amen, God is allowed to hold on to that little power. But how many know God got the big power? Somebody say the big power.
Big power.
So in the last days, hallelujah, and then there will be a lot of people that's falling after their own ungodly desires. Come on here, somebody. These are the people who divide you. These are the people that come to cause what? Division. Come on here, somebody. They come to put a split in the game. God said, don't fall for the tricks and the schemes of the enemy. Yeah. Amen. They try to use people to do what? To divide us, who follow their mere instincts. Their mere instincts has to do with the flesh. Amen. They falling after the flesh. But God said, don't fall for it, glory to God, because they do not have what? The Spirit of God. Come on here, somebody. But you, dear friends, by building yourself up in the most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life. Somebody said, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Keep building yourself up in your most holy faith. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because all of that, the building that you're doing to get ready to pay off. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And then the Bible said, be merciful to those who doubt. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. Amen. To others, show mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, it's time to hate what God hates. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's time to get angry at what God is getting angry at. We talking about we on God's side, but we ain't angry like God is angry. God said, I'm godly angry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I'm angry enough to tell him, don't test me right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This ain't the time to test God. Hallelujah. This ain't the time to see if you can tip on the devil's side and get back on God's side. Because I'm telling you, you might not make it back on God's side. Hallelujah. God is saying, don't tempt me right now, because I'm in a hot mode. Come on here, somebody. After I take it, they say, God is on fire. Hallelujah. God is on fire. Glory to God. You better believe what I'm telling you. Glory to God. Amen. The only thing hotter than hell is God's wrath. Come on here, somebody. What did you say, Holy Ghost? The only thing hotter than hell is God's wrath. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah to God tonight. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, say, don't get on God's bad side. Hallelujah. Oh, God do got a bad side, beloved. Oh, please believe me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God said when we tempt him, we put him in a place of having to show who he is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now, you know, let's come back up to verse 5 in Jude. Glory to God. It says, though you already know, verse 5, it says, though you already know all of this, I want to remind you that the Lord at one time delivered his people out of Egypt, but later destroyed those who did not believe. Come on here, somebody. How many know that all of these unbelievers are dying off right now? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said, I'm not playing. Glory to God. I'm only giving it to those who believe. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then in verse 6, it says, and the angel who did not keep their position of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling. Come on here, somebody. I believe in the old King James, it says, those who left their first estate. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many know that these fallen angels, these demons, is mad because they can't go back up to heaven? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When they left heaven, ain't no salvation for no fallen angel. Ain't no deliverance. Amen. Once they fall, that's it. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We got something that even the angels don't have. We got salvation. Come on here, somebody. They don't have salvation. So we can't play with this thing. God said, don't play with it. The angels in heaven wish they had what you had. Come on here, somebody. The angels that fell and went with Lucifer, amen, that turned around to be the devil, wish they had what we had, but they don't have it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't no salvation for them. They are hell bound and hell down. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But y'all, those Sunday gave us a song that even the angels can't sing. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 6, and the angel who did not keep their position of authority, but abandoned their proper dwelling, these he has kept in darkness. Come on here, somebody. They're not going to see the light of heaven no more. They're not going to see the glory no more. He said, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on the great day. Come on here, somebody. Amen. How many know the sinners going to be running on that great day? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. But ain't going to be nowhere to run. Ain't going to be no hiding place. Glory to God. Because God is going to judge everything moving, everything that ain't moving. Come on here, somebody. God is going to judge it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And somebody might be saying, well, ain't that happened to me yet? Amen. You just play a Russian roulette. Amen. Because God got something with your name on it. Hallelujah. That's what I'm telling you right now. God is saying to us right now, amen, we got to praise him. Amen. We got to glorify him. We got to bless him. Glory to God. Why? Because God gets ready to work out. He gets ready to work our situation out. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
I got long to be before you, but I ain't going to be too much longer. It says these have kept it down, this bond with everlasting chains, with judgment on that great day. In a similar way, Sodom and Gomorrah and these surrounding towns gave themselves up to sexual immorality. Somebody said sexual immorality.
Sexual immorality
means that they were sleeping with the same kind. Amen. Men were sleeping with men and women were sleeping with women. But it was the men that were sleeping with the men that got God's attention. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And God came and said, because you won't repent, I'm going to destroy it. Come on, here, somebody. They kept doing it, glory to God, until it provoked the wrath of God. How many of you know, glory to God, that right now that the enemy is trying to provoke the wrath of God? And how many of you know that God finna answer him? Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it says, and they serve as an example to those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. Come on, here, somebody. Hallelujah. They are an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. And the Bible says in verse 8, and in the same way, on the strength of their dreams, these ungodly people polluted their own bodies, rejected authority, and heaped abuse of celestial beings. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I mean, know that those are the fallen angels, glory to God, that punish those who on purpose choose to live ungodly. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because how many know that there's a price for everything? Come on here, somebody. There's a price for everything. Amen. Verse 9 says, but even the archangel Michael, when he was disputing with the devil, amen, about the body of Moses, come on here, somebody, did not himself dare to condemn him for slander, but said, the Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, the Lord rebuke you, devil.
The Lord rebuke you.
Amen. For every day you try to come through, the Lord rebuke you. Hallelujah. The Lord rebuke you, Satan, for every enemy of God, for every adversary of God. The blood of Yahshua stands against you. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. I ain't got long, beloved, but I just want to tell you this. Lift God up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lift him up. Amen. How for the world to see. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Somebody lift up the Lord right now. Somebody lift up the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I want you to lift him up just because the devil don't want us to do it. Come on here, somebody. Honey, I want you to do it. That's the enemy. Don't want him to be lifted. Hallelujah. But it's something that when you lift God up, hallelujah. God said, then I'll lift you up. Come on here, somebody. Give God praise. Give God the glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 10 of Jude says, yet these people slander whatever they do not understand, and the very thing they do not understand by instinct, as irrational animals do, will destroy them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They rebuke it because they don't understand. But they don't understand because they're not in the spirit. Come on here, somebody. They're not operating in the spirit. But when you operate in the spirit, you do the things of the, of the spirit. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They that of the spirit. Do mind the things of the spirit. Somebody give God praise for the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Give him praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I'm almost done. Hallelujah. I'm through. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you let me say whoa to them. Somebody say whoa.
Whoa.
I mean, that when the Lord said whoa, that means you're in serious trouble. Come on here, somebody. When God said whoa, that's when you better pay close attention. God said whoa to them that have taken the way of Cain. Come on here, somebody. They have worked for profit like Balaam's arrow. Come on here, somebody. Got these lying prophets. These lying, amen, false prophets around here. Prophet lying to folks. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They better get it right because it's going to get real tight in a minute. God says, I'm separating. Glory to God. You tell me you prophesied in my name. Glory to God. But you tell the people do everything that I'm saying not to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God knows who he is? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many know that because Balaam, amen, was acting the ass, God had to speak through the ass he was on. Come on here, somebody. Oh, God, help me. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. He couldn't hear God because he was acting the ass, and God said, open and you acting the ass. Let me speak to the ass you want. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, God opened the mouth of the ass that he was on. Come on here, somebody. Because he got mad because he had money on his mind. Come on. He was thinking about the money, and God said, don't go. But then he forgot what God said. Amen. And then he pushed the issue. So God said, go ahead. Amen. But remember what I told you at the first. But I told you, don't go with him. Glory to God. But God saw his heart. Come on here, somebody. How many know you can't curse where God is blessed? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We were trying to find a way to curse the people. But God said, you can't curse it because my blessing is all over. How many know it's a folks who want to curse you, but they can't curse you because God don't bless you? I'm with somebody. Stay with me in the Holy Ghost. I'm almost done. How many of you say, God, they got to tell you they say, neighbor?
Neighbor.
And bless.
I'm blessed,
and the devil can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm blessed, and the devil can't do nothing about it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I mean, know that God will make your enemy bless you. God will make a witch bless you. Glory to God. He'll make a warlock turn around and bless you. He'll make people that hate you turn around and bless you. And they'll be wondering, I don't even like you. Glory to God. But it's something about you. Glory to God. How many of you know God is about to manifest this thing? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's saying that in these last days, there's a lot of Cains out here. Amen. It's a lot of Balaams. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It don't mean that they ain't got no calling or no gift, because the gifts and calling come without repentance. But it means that they don't have the Spirit of God, because the spirit of the world has overrode the Spirit of God that is in them. And now they got the spirit of Balaam. Come on here, somebody. They're looking at prophet lying to you. Amen. Don't believe every false prophet. Amen. Try the spirit to see where they be of God. That's why God got you on this line. That's why God got you with this fellowship, because he's in charge. Come on, somebody. Amen. Somebody say God is in charge.
God is in charge. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah
here, somebody. They talking about earthquakes. Amen. The earthquakes are being controlled by God. Come on here, somebody. God is doing a whole lot of shaking.
Right.
Come on here, somebody. And a lot of people don't know what to do. Come on here, somebody. Talking about the devil, but no, the devil ain't got nothing to do with this. God in control. Come on here, somebody. I mean, that the earth is the Lord. I mean, in the fullness thereof. And they the Lord there is. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I wish somebody get happy right there. Glory to God. Glory to God. I only got a little bit more power left. Y'all, glory to God. Because these people, verse 12, so these people are blemished at your love feast, eating with you without the slightest qualm. Come on here, somebody. Shepherds who feed only themselves. Come on here, somebody. They ain't concerned about the people. They're concerned about themselves. Come on here, somebody. They're not concerned about souls. They're concerned about how fat their pockets can get. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
They don't care about you dying and going to hell. They're talking about sending the money. But what am I going to do when the money can't do me no good? And preacher, what am I going to do when the money loses value? What you going to do, preacher, when the money can no longer help you? You better have a one-way connection to God. Come on here, somebody. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
And then it says, there are clouds without rain. Come on here, somebody. Clouds without rain. Clouds with no anointing. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the Lord led the people by cloud? Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
and we as shepherds are supposed to represent the cloud. But we're supposed to have rain in them.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have the anointing in them.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have the Spirit of God in them.
Yeah.
But how many
know
that no man can serve two masters? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
They're not trying to get you into heaven. They're not worried about going to heaven. Come on here, somebody. They're trying to take
right.
you to have everything
Absolutely.
Down here. But how many know I can't have it all down here? There's another place that is beyond here. And I'm trying to go there, beloved. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say heaven. Somebody say heaven. Hallelujah.
Heaven.
I'm trying to get there, beloved, and God is saying that right now we're doing a good job. He said there are clouds without rain, blown alone by the wind. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the wind represents the Spirit? Hallelujah. But that's the Spirit of God, and that's the Spirit of error. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, see, this here wind is talking about the Spirit of error. Hallelujah. It says they are clouds without rain, no anointing, no Spirit of God, blown alone by the wind, by the Spirit of error, autumn trees without fruit, and uprooted, twice dead. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Twice dead.
Come on here, somebody. How you going to be twice dead? Come on here, somebody. Amen. We were dead one time in trespasses and sin, and God, he has quit and made us alive. But when you go back into the world, you become twice dead. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. In other words, you went back to the death that God delivered you from. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm almost about to close now. He says, they are wild waves of the sea, forming up their shame, wandering stars, for whom blackest darkness has been reserved for them. Somebody say hell.
Hell.
That's what they're talking about when they say that the blackest darkness has been reserved. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's bad. When you got a reserved seat for hell, that's bad. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That means hell is waiting on you. Come on here, somebody. Tell somebody, I'm trying to go to heaven. Amen. I ain't trying to see that. Glory to God. Hallelujah, bro.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody say, I'm on my way to heaven.
No.
what I'm glad about.
I'm glad about it.
Somebody give God a shout of hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm going to close with this, y'all. Get him up out of here. Amen. Glory to God. Pray for my phone. Glory to God. Listen here. Let me take you something. I don't see how people can be afraid of the mark of the beast and not be afraid of hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what's so, I don't know what's so wonderful about trying to stay down here. Come on here, somebody. Because glory to God. Death and killing and murder and people ain't got no love. Amen. Amen. Walk right here cursing, releasing demons. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd rather be somewhere where God is worshiped. Somewhere where there's a whole lot of love. Somebody give God some praise. Hallelujah. I ain't trying to hold on to nothing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody bless the Lord right quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Glory to God. God is a good God. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Come on, praise God for the victory. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey! Come on, you got a praise. Hallelujah. People better be glad that you still got a chance to get close to God, because on the last day, you ain't going to have no chance to get close. Glory to God. You're going to have to get your head cut off. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that called on the name of the Lord, glory to God. Amen. You're not going to be able to see God without death. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord,
I'm
hallelujah.
Not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know according to the word. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon his name while he is near. I don't know.
Yes.
If somebody listening tonight, you might not be in that place with God that you need to be. But tonight, if I was you, I would slip my hand up and say, Lord, save me. Come on here, somebody. The Bible says, who said to call upon the name of the Lord to be saved? Come on here, somebody. All you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Believe with your heart. Confess with your mouth. Believe with your heart. Confess with your mouth, and you should be saved. You should be healed. You should be delivered. You should be set free. The Lord will save you even right now. Glory to God.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, salvation is right at your door. Glory to God. All you got to do is say, Lord, save my soul. Save my soul, Lord, hallelujah. I believe that the scriptures have said, Lord, save me. Somebody give God a praise. I believe somebody right here tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you need salvation tonight, amen, God is as close to you as your mouth. All you got to do is just confess him with your mouth. Believe it with your heart. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And the Bible says,
hallelujah.
Then you shall be
yes.
Over the cave to save that which is lost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody come with me right quick before my phone go out. Hallelujah. Go to Romans 10:9. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, go up to work. Go up to the 8th verse. Come on here, somebody. Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Come,
hallelujah.
Come right quickly.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the word of the Lord says, but what does it say? The word is near you. Come on here, somebody. The word is near you. Come on. It's right there at your mouth. All God is waiting on you to do is confess him as your Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Don't you wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow might be too late. Tomorrow ain't promised. You see how everything is happening. You see how people are dropping dead. Tomorrow ain't promised. You better do it right now while you got a chance, while you got breath in your body, beloved. Hallelujah. Confess it. He wants you to know how much he loves you tonight. Hallelujah. He says the word is near you.
Yes.
It is in your mouth. It's in your mouth. Hallelujah. It's in your mouth. The word that you looking for is in your mouth.
Yes, Lord.
Hey, shout out to the vocal, Yadabaha. It ain't in nobody else's mouth. It's in your mouth. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. In the heart.
And it's in your heart. You got to believe it in your heart.
That's right.
In order for this to work, beloved, you got to believe it in your heart. See, if you don't believe it in your heart, then don't say it. Because it ain't going to do no good.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe in your heart that he died for you. You got to believe in your heart that he rose for you. But if you believe it in your heart, your mouth is going to say it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. And I'm telling you tonight, beloved, ain't nobody else died for you but Yahshua. Ain't nobody else got up on the third day for you but Yahshua. He the only one that has proven his love for you. Come on here, somebody. That has proven his love for you. Come on. Nobody else has proven their love for you but him. Come on here, somebody. Now, will you prove your love for him? Come on here, somebody. Will you say, Lord, save my soul?
Lord, save my soul.
Hallelujah. I accept you as my Savior and Lord.
I accept you for my Savior and Lord.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Forgive me of all my sins.
I turn my back completely on the devil.
I turn my back completely on the devil.
And I give you all of me.
And I give you all of me.
For all of you.
For all of you.
I love you.
I love you.
Love you, Lord.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
Forevermore.
And forevermore.
I give you praise.
I give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise. If you prayed that prayer, glory to God, you have sealed yourself for heaven. Somebody say heaven.
Heaven.
Somebody give God praise for heaven tonight. Hallelujah.
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 How many know that heaven is celebrating you tonight? How many know that heaven is celebrating tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Let's be saved. Hallelujah, Lord.
He said, that is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. Verse 9, if you declare with your mouth that Yahshua is Lord, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Right.
And then verse 10 says, for it is with your heart that you believe and are justified. Somebody say, I'm justified, neighbor. Hallelujah.
I'm justified.
And it is with your mouth that you confess your faith that you are saved. Come on here, somebody. Here somebody says, I just confess that I'm saved. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You saved. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God tonight. Somebody clap your hands and give God the glory tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hey, Shaboko Tadaba Sando. Hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah.
So, amen. I'm going to turn it over to the hands of the elder tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if I go out, it's only because my phone is at a little bit of power tonight, but how many know God got all power?
Amen.
And he did what he wanted to do tonight, man. So we give God praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God some more praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised on tonight. He's worthy.
Amen.
Go ahead,
Hallelujah.
Go ahead.
Somebody else that they want to say tonight?
Yeah, Bishop. Bishop,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
it's
yes,
a song,
I can hear
you. It's a song, but I want you to sing it for me. It's called "I'm on my way up." I got my head up. I'm on my way up. I'm going on with the Lord.
Yes, amen. That's an old prophet. I'm on my way up.
That's what the Holy Spirit is putting my spirit.
I'm keeping my head up. I forgot the words to it, though. Amen. But I remember.
I'm
amen.
Going
Hallelujah.
On with the Lord. Yeah, I'm on my way.
I'm going on.
I'm keeping my head
be
up.
With the Lord.
I'm
on my way. Up. I got my head up. I'm on my way. Up. Going to be with the Lord. Somebody say, I'm on my way. Up. I got my head up. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. That's an old, good song right there, Prophet. I haven't heard that in a long time. Elder, see if you can find that song. Glory
to
God. Hallelujah.
The Lord gave me that song. I was singing it one morning.
Yeah, He put that on my heart.
Yes, Lord.
Oh,
right. Man. We on our way up, saints. Let me tell you, we on our way up. Come on here, somebody. That's why we can't give
Amen.
Up. Because we on our way
Amen.
Up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why
Hallelujah.
You can't give up, because you on your way up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God another praise. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for salvation, Lord. Thank you for saving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Amen.
I like that
too. That only got 5%. But we're going to make this work. Glory to God. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's sure to me.
Glory. Hallelujah. We thank God. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking for it, amen, hallelujah. But we thank God, amen, for the word on tonight, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let's pray for the man of God, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for keeping the energy on this phone, Lord, hallelujah, to deliver that word. You are a God of all things, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening him right now, hallelujah. Strengthen his mind right now, hallelujah. Strengthen him, hallelujah, from the inside out, Lord, hallelujah, and prosper him in the process, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you, hallelujah. We lift you up, hallelujah, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Do the cross sisters sing it? Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, the cross sisters of it. All right. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word on tonight. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
God. I was going to say, go ahead and go. Amen. And how the Spirit of God is leading you right now, just go with that flow. Amen. If I cut off, amen, just continue to praise him and lift him up. Amen. And praise God. I'm going to try to get back on as soon as possible, though. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God got a blessing with your name?
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God. Mm-hmm. And I hear the Lord saying, mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said, tell my children. Mm. Hallelujah. I can hear Daddy's father now. He said, tell my children that I'm proud of their stand. He said, do not delinquish your stand. He said, stand for me because I'm standing for you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I'm going to show my power on your behalf. He said, trust me. He said, I will not fail thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Have I ever failed thee, saith the Lord. He said, I'm going to come through. He said, stand on my word. That was so cool. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So you got to speak. the hand of the enemy unfold. He said, I'm about to uncover the enemy. Come on here, somebody. I'm about to strip him naked. And you're going to see why I told you to stand for me, say the Lord. Somebody give him a praise. The Lord said he's finna unclothe the enemy. He's finna strip him naked. Glory to God.
Right, man.
Glory to God.
People gonna see that they're talking about they've been following God, that they've been deceived and they've been tricked. God got a set time to expose the enemy. How many know that time is coming up? That time is getting ready to manifest, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe with all my heart that's going to be the time that he's going to come back, hallelujah, glory to God. If we're going back with him, come on with somebody, hallelujah.
Yes.
People ain't going to see it till it's too late. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
How many know
that's
that
right.
You can't see while you up under the spell? Come on here, somebody. And the enemy got a lot of people up under his. I mean, know that as soon as the spell is broken, that you see everything for what it is, but it's too late. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Ooh, come on now.
So when God takes people off from under this spell, they're going to see the devil for who he really is. If he getting ready to expose the enemy, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So he's just saying, just hold on to what you got and watch me, said the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Man, go ahead, Elder.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for that revelation right there. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, God got a blessing with our name on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. It's like it's Christmas time. Glory to God. We don't believe in Christmas, but remember back in the day when you was a child and Christmas morning, hallelujah, even if you was poor, you knew you at least had one gift underneath that tree with your name on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God said, I got gifts. I got gifts with your name on. Glory to God. Plural. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. With your name on it already. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what the Lord told me. He said, you better hold on. Hallelujah. Praise God. He said, you better grab something. Hallelujah. That's how fast I'm about to take from glory. Hallelujah to glory. You don't understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. He say, I'm getting ready to move you from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, somebody realized that you was already in glory. You was asking God to take you to glory. And once you realized you was already in his glory, now he's going to move you to another level, a higher level of glory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On today, you better hold on tight. The way God is about to move. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is about to move. Hallelujah. Thank God. On today, we thank God for the man of God. We thank God for the word. We thank God for the revelation on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If you ain't sowed your seed, I want to remind you to sow your seed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God can produce a harvest in your life. The name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's not something I want to say. That's something the Lord has required me to say. That's not nothing the apostle has asked me to say. He ain't even asked me to say it. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's something the Lord has required me. Hallelujah. To say. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? Because if I don't tell you, you're going to miss out on your blessing, and it's going to be my fault. Now, if you don't sow, praise God, if you don't sow, now it's on you. Praise God, hallelujah. So I have I'm pulling a pilot. I am washing my hands because I have told you the information. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's not even, watch this, I'm not really even telling you to sow. I'm telling you to be obedient to what God has told you to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Mm. If God has told you to sow, you need to sow. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am just a messenger. Hallelujah. Praise God. It happened like this in church. When I'm preaching, amen, everybody, amen. And if I bust a joke during the Sunday, they laughing. Hallelujah. They going, preach, elder, preach. You going in. You going in. Then when it's time to collect the offering, it's like, it get quiet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. But it wasn't quiet on Friday night when we was in the strip club throwing ones. Like, we had it like that. Oh, I guess, I'm sorry, I was the only one, praise God. I was the only one buying out the bar like I was a baller. Hallelujah, amen, in a brand new outfit that I know I couldn't afford. I was the only one. I'm going to put myself out there because I'm going to stand alone. Hallelujah, praise God, because ain't nobody else going to raise their hand. Hallelujah, but I had it that easy. Praise God. Hallelujah. I had enough money to buy my cigarettes, my weed, and my cigars. They ain't getting something to drink. And I still paid my bill. Glory to God. Okay, I'm the only one. Praise. Some of us still. Okay, I'm not going there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But we thank God. Hallelujah for the word on today. But God say, you need to have me in your budget, and I need to be first. Hallelujah. Let me say this, because the Lord is saying this right now. He's saying your budget is looking like this. It's going, it's a rent, utilities, phone bill, tithe. Hallelujah. The Lord say you need to, like, take the tithe from the bottom and put it on the top. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And offering is at the bottom under snacks. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know I'm not lying. Praise God. Hallelujah. I often be the leftover a lot of the time. Praise God. Whatever I got left over. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whatever change I got in my pocket today. Let me see what I got in my pocket. Hallelujah. Amen. You know how we did when we went to church. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord say we need to reverse that. Hallelujah. And when we begin to, those on the line that have reversed it, they quiet because they know it's the truth. Hallelujah. They know, amen, I done put my tithe first, then I pay my offering, then I pay my bills, and I got so much money left over. Glory to God. I don't know where it's coming from. Hallelujah, amen.
Wow.
So those of us that's been paid outside, we in situation, right now I'm in a situation, I'm like, how am I sustaining? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because he said, I'll sustain you into the harvest, until your fruit comes into fruition, I got you. Hallelujah. Why? Mm-hmm. Because you planted the seed. Oh, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I sowed, praise God, and I know God is sustaining me through that seed right now. Hallelujah. And I didn't miss it. Didn't miss it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So sow your seed. Amen. Praise God. Because I don't want to be the only one with the testimony, praise God. There's a few of us, we humble on the line. There's some humble folks on the line that they done told me, don't put my business out there like that, Elder. I'm going to give, hallelujah, under the table, praise God, almost like I'm kicking you and I'm passing it to you under the table. Don't tell nobody. Praise God, hallelujah. This is between us, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. But there's some people that give, amen, that are continuously blessed. Hallelujah. They not running out. They just like the widow woman. Remember the widow woman? She said, all I got is this little meal, and it's all. Hallelujah. She dipped out of it. She made her a cake. Hallelujah. Then the man of God say, make mine first. Glory to God. Put God first. Hallelujah. Amen. And if she was still alive today, you know she'd still be dipping out that same bowl. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ever pulled a file out? You had two files. Watch this. You ever had two files in your wallet? You pull one out. Hallelujah. Amen. You pay for something with it. Hallelujah, amen. Then you go back in your wallet again, and it's another, it's two more fives in there. Now, I know I only had two to begin with. Glory to God, hallelujah. But I took that five out, and I put it in the collection plate, and now I done walked outside, and now I got another five. Where that five come from? Hallelujah, praise God. The change in your pocket begins to multiply. You don't know how it's happening. But God say, I'm the ultimate magician. Hallelujah. They got coins coming out your ears. Hallelujah. I'll have your bank account overflow. Glory to God. Hallelujah on tonight. Praise God. Well, we thank God on tonight. Sow your seed. It's a seed in the ground. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going through it with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's what y'all got to know. The men of God, we going through it. The women of God, we going through it with you. Praise God, we sowing too, and we ain't got it to suffer. Praise God, hallelujah. But somehow, hallelujah, we are sustaining in our situation. Praise God. And some people have reached the level of overflow. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm on my way to that level. You're going to hear my testimony. Give me a couple months. You're going to hear about the overflow. Glory to God. I said it, hallelujah. Write it down. Run with it. It's going to come to pass at the appointed time. Bless the name of the Lord. You better tell somebody else to say it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know why I do it like that? Because once I put God's name on it, God say, you ain't going to make me look like I ain't God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this. She going to snap this. Okay. I'm going to testify about it later. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We say God. Amen. Hey, hallelujah for the overflow. I praise him. For the overflow right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God for the man of God. We're going to be back tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah. Same time. Hallelujah. Same channel. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over to the hands of the man of God for his phone down so he can go ahead and do his benediction thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Because we can't leave without that now. Praise God, it's back in your hands, man.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Normally we would have comments and everything. Anybody got a short comment? Anything they want to say before we close out? Okay, we're going to close it out. Father, we thank you, and we give you praise and glory for all things. Father, we thank you for your word tonight, Father. We thank you for the awesomeness of your word tonight, God. We've Sunday. God, we thank you for how you're moving in this hour, Lord. Hallelujah. You are telling us, Lord, hallelujah, to hold on and to walk carefully in this hour, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. That your wrath is in the land. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Just like your mercy is in the land, so is your wrath. So we bless your name, God. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for how you are encouraging us to stand for you in this hour. So we bless your holy name, God. And we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, God, we thank you for binding the hand of the enemy. We thank you for rebuking the devil. We thank you for giving us power over the enemy. We thank you right now in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Lord, bless everyone under the sound of our voice tonight, God. And Lord God, we thank you and we give you praise. What I say unto one?
What I say unto one?
I say unto all.
I say
unto all.
Watch.
And pray.
And live holy.
Holy.
Every day.
Mm-hmm.
Say neighbor.
Neighbor.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing you can do about it, hallelujah.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a
shout.
Yes. And you're not dismissed until... 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Amen. Hallelujah. Peace and blessings to all.
Mercy and his grace. never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all, but now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty. Never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never
would
have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
All right, y'all, we finna go and get up out of here. But let me just the church say amen.
Amen.
Everybody. What the devil does,
amen.
No,
never leave.